This next session is to prepare you for radiation therapy. And there's a story I often tell and must share with you to let you know how much control you have over how your body responds to therapy. Several years ago, a patient in our support groups had a sarcoma of the heart, so it could not be treated with surgery. And she was going for radiation therapy. And her therapist called me one day to say that she had no reaction in her chest, no redness, no inflammation. And so he was concerned that his machine had broken and that she wasn't being radiated. But he said, then I noticed your name in the chart. And I thought, oh, it's probably one of his crazy patients. So he went into the room and said to this woman, we've checked our machine, it's working, but you have no reaction to the radiation externally. How can you explain that? And she said very simply, I get out of the way and let it go to my tumor. Now as physicians, we have trouble with that, but the quantum physicists don't. And I can tell you at the other extreme was a woman who had incredible reaction after one or two treatments. And she was sent to my office because they couldn't continue the therapy. And I asked her again what this meant to her. And she said, I was in a concentration camp, and when they put me in the room for the radiation and closed the door, it reminded me of the gas chamber. And you can imagine what her body was like and why she reacted. Now in the room, yes, you're alone physically, but there are speakers and people are watching you. But for her, none of that existed. And so now I want to prepare you by helping you prepare yourself. Because I cannot change you. I can guide you. I can coach you. But you're the one with the talent. So get ready now for treatment. Whether you're in a hospital room or going from home, get ready for the journey. The journey that you are choosing. And who would you like with you on this journey? You can have them take you there and be with you when you go home again or back to your room. And remember that you have a right to ask for those who are most caring in the radiation therapy center. To let the physician know that you're special and that you'll teach them a few things and that you're not a statistic but an individual and put on the outfit that they may give you for the treatment. Yes, there may be marks on your skin to help them direct the therapy to the appropriate place. But we all need roadmaps to get us where we're going. When we're traveling through strange places and into new territory, they're called beauty marks. And make yourself comfortable. If you'd like music, a tape recording of voices of loved ones, bring it with you. Make sure they set it up for you. and then see the treatment as a gift. A gift from God. A gift from whoever you think the source may be. Let it come from that source, the source of life. Beautiful rays. Give them your favorite color. And just let them go through into the disease, to the tumor. And watch the tumor disappear. For some, it works to see it as a block of ice that this beautiful, warm, golden light of God melts away. For others, it may be a warmth or a heat that dissolves the tumor, even fries it, destroys it, overcooks it. Pick the image that is right for you. But let it in. Don't fight it. If you've made the choice, accept this as part of your healing. And now take a moment to let this energy, this gift come in and help you. Open the doors. If you open the door, it can go directly to the source of trouble that's within your home and eliminate it. So open the door and let it in. And see yourself returning to normal, free of disease. And once again, living your life as you want it to be. And when you feel as you want to be, and the person you want to be, breathe life into that new person. The new I am. And when your treatment is completed, each session, take time to breathe life into the new I am, and let the breathing of that energy and that life bring back the person that you want to be. So that the new I am gets up and goes home after each treatment until the treatments are completed and the process of creation of the new person is finished. Yourself come back to the room. And to your feelings. And when you're awake and alert, remember to open and become the new I am.